Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready, because today we are taking a deep dive into a story that's both hilarious and a little bit well-smelly.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, you shared this letter with us from the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Right.
And let me tell you, this one's got layers.
I bet.
We're talking about a neighborly dispute that escalates in ways you just won't believe.
Okay.
All thanks to some canine contributions.
Canine contributions. I have a feeling we're not talking about a simple barking complaint here.
No, definitely not.
It sounds like the stakes are a bit higher.
Oh, definitely higher. Literally.
Okay.
So the story starts off with a couple moving into their dream apartment.
Right.
Ground level with their corgi.
Cute.
They've got another couple living in the same complex, also with a dog, a black lab.
Okay.
Everything seems perfect.
Yeah.
You know, for like play dates and friendly neighbor vibes.
Right.
But then things take a turn.
Ah, the classic setup. It's amazing how quickly those seemingly idyllic neighborly relationships can sour.
Yes.
So what was the catalyst for this shift? Was it a personality clash? Noise complaints?
Believe it or not, it all started with poop.
Okay.
The neighbors developed this habit of letting their lab out on a long leash, unsupervised, to do her business.
Oh, no.
And you can probably guess where this is going, right?
Yeah.
Right in front of our letter writer's patio.
Okay. I can see how that would get frustrating,
yeah.
Especially if it becomes a recurring issue. I'm guessing a friendly reminder didn't quite do the trick.
Not exactly. Our letter writer tried to be casual about it.
Okay.
Sending a text to let the neighbors know about the situation.
Yeah.
The response, "We've been cleaning her poops, lol."
Oh.
Apparently the dog had tummy troubles. Not exactly the accountability you'd hope for.
That's interesting. It seems like there might be a bit of a communication breakdown already. Instead of acknowledging the inconvenience caused, the neighbors are essentially dismissing it with a laugh.
Right.
That can definitely set the stage for misunderstandings and resentment.
Exactly. It's like even a simple, "We're so sorry, we'll make sure to be more careful," could have gone a long way.
Yeah.
But this long response just added insult to, well, injury.
Oh, yeah?
Because it wasn't long before the letter writer's husband ended up stepping right into one of those gifts.
Oh, no. That's got to be the tipping point for most people. So how did they respond to that? Did they try talking to the neighbors face to face?
Well, the husband, understandably frustrated, decided to take a more direct approach.
Oh.
He gathered all the evidence.
Okay.
And I mean, all of it.
Uh-huh.
Bagged it up neatly and delivered it right to the neighbor's patio.
Wow, that's certainly a statement. Talk about passive aggression. I'm guessing it just didn't exactly smooth things over.
You guessed it. The neighbor's wife sent a message fuming about disrespect and even tried to shift the blame.
What?
Claiming they must have stepped in someone else's dog poop.
Ah, yes. The classic deflection tactic. It's easier to blame someone else than to take responsibility. But this brings up a fascinating point about conflict resolution. Sometimes, even when we think we're being direct, our message can be interpreted in ways we didn't intend.
Right.
It highlights the importance of considering how our actions might be perceived by the other party.
So true. I mean, the husband probably thought he was being clear, like, look, this is a problem. But to the neighbors, it might have felt like a personal attack.
Yeah, I could see that.
And from there, things just kept spiraling.
It's like that snowball effect, isn't it?
Yeah.
One miscommunication leads to another, and pretty soon you're caught in an avalanche of resentment and retaliation.
And believe me, the retaliation in this case is something else.
Okay.
But before we get into the truly wild stuff,
yeah,
I want to pause here and ask you, listener, Have you ever been in a situation where a seemingly minor issue with a neighbor turned into something bigger? What did you do?
It's a question worth pondering because we've all probably encountered those moments where neighborly harmony goes a bit off key.
Yeah.
So let's get back to our story.
Okay.
Where did we leave off? Oh, yes. The poop package delivery.
Right.
And the subsequent blame game.
Right. And this is where things go from bad to worse.
Okay.
Our letter writer witnesses the neighbor's dog relieving itself right by their door, and the neighbor just walks away.
Oh, wow.
Leaving the mess behind. And get this.
What?
The neighbor's wife comes home.
Yeah.
And does the same thing.
Yeah.
Talk about adding fuel to the fire.
Wow. It seems like the message here is pretty clear. They're basically saying, we don't care at this point.
Right.
Which is incredibly frustrating for the letter writer. It's almost like a power play, a deliberate disregard for their concerns.
Exactly. So the letter writer, feeling completely ignored, decides to make one last attempt at communication.
Okay.
They text the neighbor's wife, expressing how they feel, but instead of getting understanding, they get deflection.
Hmm.
The neighbor talks about feeling hurt and needing space.
Wow.
To process the situation.
That's a fascinating tactic. It's almost like they're trying to flip the script, making themselves out to be the victims in this scenario.
Yeah.
It's a classic example of how emotions can cloud judgment in conflict situations.
Yeah.
Instead of addressing the issue at hand,
right.
They're focusing on their own hurt feelings, which ultimately prevents any real resolution.
It's mind-boggling, right? And of course, this is where the friendly neighbor facade crumbles completely.
Right.
They go from casual hellos to icy glares and awkward encounters. The letter writer even admits to having petty thoughts about retaliating by leaving their own dog's poop uncollected.
Ah, the temptation of petty revenge. We've all been there.
Yes.
It's that primal urge to give someone a taste of their own medicine.
Right.
But as satisfying as it might seem in the moment, it rarely leads to a positive outcome.
Right. It's like that saying, an eye for an eye leaves everyone blind. And that brings us to the official start of the Great Poop War.
Yeah.
Each day, new piles of poop strategically appear closer and closer to the letter writer's unit, making them feel deliberately targeted.
So it's escalated from accidental neglect to intentional acts of, well, poop-based warfare.
Yeah.
What's so interesting here is the shift in motivation. It's no longer about the dog. It's become a battle of wills, a way to assert dominance and inflict discomfort.
And the tactics get pretty creative, or should I say crazy?
Okay,
We're talking trash bags full of dog poop left near the letter writer's door.
Oh, gosh.
And in return, the letter writer ties bright pink poop bags to the neighbor's doorknob.
It sounds almost comical in a way, this back and forth exchange of gifts.
Right.
But I imagine the reality was far from amusing for those involved.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a prime example of how conflicts can spiral out of control when communication breaks down and emotions run high.
This is a situation where everyone loses. The stress, the anxiety, the constant vigilance, it takes a toll. And the worst part is it could have been avoided with some open and honest communication.
Speaking of open and honest communication, I'm dying to know. What happens next? Do things ever calm down?
Well, let's just say things escalate even further. The letter writer finds a fresh pile of poop right on their welcome mat.
Oh.
A clear violation of personal space.
Yeah.
And then, to add insult to injury, their security camera catches the neighbor walking his dog late at night, and it looks like he's intentionally directing the dog to poop.
Really?
Near their patio.
Wow, that's a game changer.
Right.
We're not talking about accidents anymore. This is deliberate, and it's honestly a bit disturbing.
Right. It's like a scene from a bad sitcom.
Yeah.
But with real-life consequences, so faced with this undeniable evidence, the letter writer decides to involve the landlord.
Cool.
After all, this has gone way beyond a simple neighborly dispute.
It seems like the only logical step at this point, someone needs to step in and restore order. But I'm curious, listener, what would you do in this situation?
Yeah.
Would you go straight to the landlord, or would you try one last attempt at mediation?
Right.
It's a tough call, especially when you feel like you've exhausted all other options. So how does the landlord handle this messy situation?
Well, the landlord sends formal notices to both parties, reminding them of the pet waste policies.
Okay.
And the ever watchful eye of the security cameras.
Mm.
It seemed like a wake up call. And for a while, things calmed down, a temporary truce, you could say.
So a glimmer of hope. Did this much needed intervention finally put an end to the poop saga?
You would think so, right? But just when the letter writer thought the nightmare was over, they find a neatly wrapped box on their doorstep.
Don't tell me more poop.
Well, not exactly. It's a single pink poop bag filled with dirt.
Yep.
And a note that reads, "Mind your own business."
Oh, wow. Talk about a passive-aggressive parting shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost comical, but also a little bit creepy. What does it even mean?
Right. It's like they're trying to be intimidating, but failing miserably. The letter ends with the writer wondering how long this ridiculous game will continue.
It's a question that hangs in the air, leaving us all to ponder the depths of human pettiness and the lengths people will go to in the name of what? Revenge. Boredom.
It's really unbelievable, isn't it? This entire situation highlights how quickly things can spiral out of control when communication breaks down and common courtesy goes out the window.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder about the psychology behind it all. Why do some people resort to these passive-aggressive tactics? Is it a way of exerting control? Or maybe it's a misguided attempt to protect their ego? It's a fascinating question that I think deserves further exploration.
I mean, it's incredible how something as simple as dog poop can become the focal point of such a bizarre and protracted conflict. This story really got me thinking about the boundaries we establish in shared spaces and how easily those boundaries can be blurred.
It's a powerful reminder that even the most mundane aspects of daily life can become sources of tension and conflict.
Sure.
And in this case, it seems like the poop itself became a symbol.
Yes.
A weapon in this unspoken war of attrition.
It's wild. I'm honestly left speechless. It's a reminder that clear, direct communication is so crucial, especially when dealing with sensitive issues like this.
Absolutely. And it's not just about what you say, but how you say it.
Right.
In this case, the initial lull response from the neighbor might have inadvertently set the tone for the entire conflict.
Yeah.
It conveyed a sense of dismissiveness, a lack of empathy that ultimately fueled the flames of resentment.
Yeah, it's like they missed that critical opportunity to de-escalate the situation early on.
Right.
Instead, they chose to deflect and minimize the problem.
Exactly.
Which only served to make things worse. It's a valuable lesson for all of us.
Yeah.
Even when we're dealing with uncomfortable situations, acknowledging the other person's concerns and expressing a willingness to find a solution can go a long way.
So true. It's about validating their feelings, even if you don't necessarily agree.
Right.
With their perspective, something as simple as, "I understand why you're upset. Let's figure out how we can address this together," can make a world of difference.
And I think this story also speaks to the importance of recognizing our own triggers and biases.
Oh, for sure.
It's easy to get caught up in the heat of the moment.
Absolutely.
And react impulsively, especially when we feel like we've been wronged.
Absolutely. It's about taking a step back, taking a deep breath, and really considering the potential consequences of our actions.
Right.
In this case, both parties got sucked into a cycle of retaliation, each act of pettiness fueling the next.
Right.
It's a classic example of how conflicts can escalate when we let our emotions dictate our behavior.
So what can we learn from this, besides always picking up after our pets, of course? How can we navigate these tricky neighborly situations more effectively?
Well, I think it all boils down to communication, respect, and a willingness to compromise. Before things escalate, try to address the issue directly, but with empathy and understanding. Focus on finding a solution that works for everyone involved rather than trying to win the argument.
That makes so much sense. It's about remembering that we're all sharing this space.
Right.
And we need to find ways to coexist peacefully even when disagreements arise.
Exactly. And sometimes it can be helpful to seek outside help.
Yes.
If communication breaks down and tensions reach a boiling point, a neutral third party like a mediator or even a trusted friend can help facilitate a more productive conversation.
It's a reminder that we don't have to go through these conflicts alone. There are resources and support systems available to help us navigate these challenges.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listener with one final thought.
Okay.
Remember, behind every nightmare neighbor story, there are real people with real emotions and perspectives before jumping to conclusions or resorting to retaliation.
Yeah.
Try to put yourself in their shoes and consider their side of the story.
Wise words. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the Great Poop War of 2023.
It's a story that's both hilarious and thought-provoking, a reminder that even the smallest issues can escalate into major conflicts if we're not careful. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and remember, clear communication and a little bit of empathy can go a long way in keeping the peace
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.